Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John Jackson, this is Aaron Flint. Radio check over. John Jackson, how are you there?
Lima Charlie. How me?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, did you see that tweet that I just sent out here at, like, I think 5:58 this morning?
Which one? Was it the Charlemagne the God? Which one?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good one, too. No, I took a screenshot of the chat back and forth between our producer, Travis Lee, and I. He said, John Jackson has arrived in the building, and I used the alarm bell emojis, like, whoop, 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 whoop. So,
you know what they used to say back in the day? Because the Elvis fans were so crazy, they would stay around long after the show was over. So the announcer would have to come out and say, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. So I was going to reply to you this morning. Elvis has entered the building.
Oh, that's right. Well, man, this is fun. I tell you what, for our early risers, you know, yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, when I was getting set up in Great Falls, I replayed part of our conversation from Tuesday. So, you know, because some of our early risers that are here with us in the 6 o'clock morning, and, you know, Butte, Bozeman, Livingston, Billings, etc., they may not be able to listen in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours of the show. And man, are they missing out? So they got a taste of it yesterday. So, but now, man, hey, you're back in the studio while I'm set up in Whitefish here this morning. I'm at the Grouse Mountain Lodge. So you and I are going to, you know, crosstalk back and forth. I've got a few guests that may join us here over the course of the next couple hours. And then you want to really hear the alarm bells go off? You are going to be solo in studio for the entire 8 o'clock hour. So people are going to want to stick around for that for sure.
Got several people from North Carolina right there, ground zero, in the middle of that disaster, that are going to call in this morning during that 8 o'clock hour and give us the latest from right there on the ground.
Wow. Hey, by the way, that was something I was going to mention. Let me see here. The Trump team sent out the numbers. Can you believe, you know, that now you've got the Biden-Harris regime claiming, well, we just don't have enough money for FEMA. You know, we've got a little bit here that we can provide to North Carolina. And then the governor of Georgia says he's outraged. Only 11 counties in Georgia were included in this FEMA disaster declaration. And it's like, man, that FEMA spent north of $1 billion resettling illegal aliens into this country over the last 2 years. But no, John, they don't have enough money for your friends and family in North Carolina.
You see this, you saw this during the Obama regime, and you're seeing it cranked up to 11 now with Biden and Harris. These people, these communists, simply cannot be given the wheel behind the executive office, because they will take every single piece of power they have and every single dollar and use it exactly how they want. And then when it's actually needed, it's gone.
And they will rub your faces in it. That's right. Hey, we got Representative Gary Perry in the house out of Coal Strip, Montana. He's got a good fresh cup of coffee. Maybe he'll sit down and join us here in just a few minutes. So, all right. And then John Jackson back in the studio. He mentioned that Charlemagne, the black radio host Charlemagne, he calls himself Charlemagne the God. Wait till you hear this.
Securing America.
The 68 members of the International Counter-Ransomware Initiative, including the U.S., says it looks to continue developing a collective resilience to ransomware to support members in attacks and pursue the actors responsible with no safe haven within member jurisdictions and to better be able to counter ransomware. The initiative also hosting its first ever event dedicated to examining the use of artificial intelligence to counter ransomware attacks, including the use of AI anti-track threat actor use and software security, including tools such as watermarking to counter disinformation. There were over 317 million reported ransomware attempts around the world last year, targeting healthcare, manufacturing, and other industries, education, and public sector groups, in which the government says many attacks are not reported due to data loss and potential damage to companies' reputations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay from the lower to middle 60s. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, upper 30s to around 40. Still looking at some quiet and warmer conditions for Friday, with a high at about 82 in Bozeman, with high temperatures into the mid-80s expected in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Coming up on Thursday's Montana Talks, the roadshow continues. We'll be at the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting taking place in Whitefish at the Grouse Mountain Lodge. We're going to have a live panel discussion that's a part of their conference, but we will also broadcast that conversation statewide for our show. Always a great time, great insight from our equipment dealers from across Montana. Thursday's Montana Talks, statewide. Wide 9 to 10 right here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, hey, Aaron Flint here. I am broadcasting live from the Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish. Man, that 31 degrees feels good today. I forgot what that felt like for a little while there. But John Jackson back in the studio. John, jump in on the conversation at any point here. We got a great state lawmaker, Representative Gary Perry out of Colstrip, Montana, in the house with us here this morning, enjoying a cup of coffee, or I think he's got a nice warm cup of tea here this morning. But Representative Perry, great to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
I got to see you last Friday at the Rally for Coal in Roundup, Montana. Isn't it just great to see another Montana community rallying for coal? Because our friends in Colstrip have had to rally for quite some time now.
Well, I'll tell you, that group up there in Roundup, though, is in dire straits. I mean, if we
it's good they're rallying for coal, but not a good reason why they have to be rallying for coal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was a great rally, too. I would guess there were probably a couple hundred people there. So the turnout was great. We had pretty good speakers, I thought, and all those T-shirts that they gave out. So, yeah, it's good to see finally somebody else is rallying for coal and for dependable energy for this state. So,
yeah. John, one of my favorite lines, I was trying to listen into as many of the speakers as I could, but I was kind of hanging out at the Americans for Prosperity Montana booth, so we had folks coming and saying hi to us. But John, Representative Perry had made one of the best points of that entire rally, Signal Peak Energy, the Bull Mountain Mine south of Roundup that's, you know, under threat right now, potential layoffs and potential closure because of this war on coal nonsense. But he made a great point, you know, we ship a lot of that coal all over the world. Japan gets the bulk of it. Chile, of course, here in the United States, South Korea. But Representative Gary Perry said, I am so proud that none of this coal goes to China. Isn't that a great line, John?
That is. And I have a question regarding all of this. Now, you guys remember, what was it back about 2 or 3 months ago, back in the summertime, where the Supreme Court ruled definitively, struck down the Chevron case. So therefore, these communists back in the Biden-Harris White House should not be, their war on coal should be over. Okay, all
should
of that should
tracks.
Be
dead. Absolutely.
Yes.
But they battle with it in the back door by not renewing leases, delaying things like permits, saying that the EIS that's being done on the properties is incomplete. And so time is what kills mines. If you have stayed up with that, what they're having to do is mine coal in areas that they really didn't think were going to be economic or even physically viable to get. So they're
this is for Roundup, yeah, not Coal
Strip. No,
yeah.
No, this is yep. Roundup. And yep. So they're being very creative as to how they're mining it. Actually, Senator Daines has introduced legislation called the Crow Act, which will really help this, I hope. And so Montanans who really want to support the cause need to get behind that and make sure that they send letters to the congressional delegates and to anybody they know in other states to send to their delegates, because this Crow Act will actually allow the transfer of properties from the federal government into the Crow tribe and vice versa. And so the lands that they're withholding from the people in Roundup will actually end up becoming Crow land, and which will be a win-win for everybody, because the Crow are losing all of their royalties because their mines on their reservation are shutting down. They had about $31 million in their budget run by almost exclusively coal. And so with the closure, the slowdowns at the Absalica mine, that's gone to about a million now. And so they're about to be out of money, and they're freaking out.
Well,
I think
won't the Crow Tribe get about $100 million if that goes forward, and then the Signal Peak Mine they get access to the coal? So yeah, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win for everybody.
But to John's point, yeah, when it comes to Coal Strip and these federal regulations coming out of the Biden-Harris tester regime, where they're pushing these MATS regulations, yeah, the Chevron decision. It should stop that in its tracks, but until there's, you know, a legal challenge that moves its way all the way, they could use the Chevron case, the recent ruling here, to say, yeah, EPA, you can't do this.
Right.
You got to go through Congress.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So, and you know, Northwestern, in their defense, is doing everything they can to move forward with that Northwestern and Talon Energy, and they're ready to actually put out almost $4 million in order to get $400 million to meet those EPA standards, and it's crazy what they're willing to do, but we shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
Because that comes right back to the ratepayers in Montana.
Yeah, John, isn't that crazy too? What Representative Gary Perry just told us, you know, when you look at Roundup, the reason they need this land transfer with the Crow Tribe, they need access to this private land to get access to the coal, because if they mine coal on federal land, John Tester's liberal federal judges will shut it down and block the permits, like his liberal judges have already been doing. So that's why we have to do a land transfer deal to get it onto private land. You know, we have to fight to keep these jobs up and running because of these liberal judges.
You know, what just occurs to me listening to Representative Perry is, don't you think somebody like with the Sheehy campaign ought to be pointing out what's going on here, the amount of money that the tribe is losing behind Democrats and the amount of money they would stand to gain behind Republicans, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think they've been pointing it out because he's been in Coal Strip several times.
Oh,
he's
sure.
been in Roundup. And I saw a few Tim Sheehy T-shirts and signs when I was in Roundup for that rally as well.
Too. Yeah.
In fact, I love them. You know, it was a nonpartisan event. Even a tester staffer read a letter, and it's like, hey, okay, again, two-faced tester. He'll claim to support it, but then he'll stab you in the back. But I love that the Montana Coal Council executive director got up there and said, guys, this is political. They said,
right.
These November elections matter. Voting for Tim Sheehy matters. Voting for Donald Trump matters. All right, quick break. Back with more after this.
Democracy 24.
Former President Donald Trump has promised to bring back SALT. That's the state and local tax deduction. But if it were brought back, it would have an impact of $1.2 trillion of loss on the federal budget over the next 10 years. That's according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. The cap of $10,000 on state and local tax deduction is set to expire at the end of next year. It was a key part of the tax law that Trump signed in 2017. But at his rally in New York, President Trump promised again to end it in order to encourage jobs to come back to New York.
Jobs and factories will pour back into New York. I know how to do it better than anybody's ever known how to do it, and we can do it so easily.
He also called for a temporary cap on credit card interest rates at about 10%. All of this part of his pitch to win over voters in reliably blue states like New York. In New York, I'm Madison Aller, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay from the lower to middle 60s. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, upper 30s to around 40. Still looking at some quiet and warmer conditions for Friday, with a high at about 82 in Bozeman, with high temperatures into the mid-80s expected in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, we've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana. And you're seeing what the TV stations are putting out. You already saw what the major newspapers are putting out. A bunch of fake news media that's just propping up liberal Senator John Tester and doing whatever they can to be biased against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Here's the deal. Facebook doesn't want you to see the truth. Google doesn't want you to see the truth. If you want to get our Montana Talks content we're delivering, download the app on your smartphone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, with a port strike affecting roughly $1.4 billion in agricultural exports weekly, some ag groups and farm leaders are now calling on President Biden and his administration to step in more aggressively to end the strike that has halted supply chains along the East Coast and Gulf of Mexico ports. The International Longshoremen's Association walked off the jobs early Tuesday morning over wages and concerns about automation taking jobs, while carriers are represented by the U.S. Maritime Alliance. And as of right now, there's no indication that talks are restarting. In the meantime, this week, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack repeated President Biden's claim that collective bargaining, not federal intervention, is still the best way to end the dock worker strike.
This administration's been pretty clear in terms of its support for the collective bargaining process. I think the administration's view that at the end of the day, the best resolution of any labor dispute is when the parties sit down at the bargaining table and essentially hammer out the differences that they may have. Administration officials are communicating with both the union and the ports, but for now, the message is quite clear. Stay at the table, continue to bargain, and get worked out.
But a prolonged strike against ports from Maine to the Gulf could take a heavy toll in average monthly export losses, which includes tens of millions of dollars in farm goods like oil seeds, grains, fruits, cereals, meats, animal feed, chemicals, and even farm machinery. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Has your bank lost touch with your operation or doesn't seem well-versed in agriculture? Why not finance with people who understand your business? At Montana Livestock Ag Credit, we have a credit staff and a board of directors whose only business is agriculture. We've worked with our customers through the challenging times of dry weather and rising interest rates. Give me, Blake Hopman, a call at 1-800-332-3405 or visit us at ag-credit.com to learn more about who we are.
Thank you, Senators Tester, Thune, Rounds, Hoeven, and Loomis, for working across the aisle to sponsor mandatory country of origin labeling bill in Congress. Consumers deserve the right to know where their beef was born, raised, and processed. Mandatory country of origin labeling is a Farmers Union's fairness for farmer priority for both ranchers and families.
Well, Well, Noble Research Institute and Certified Angus Beef have partnered up to deliver Land Stewardship, a new educational course designed for livestock producers worldwide. Land Stewardship will launch next month and is an extension of Noble's curriculum. They say it offers an introduction to the six soil health principles and how they work with the ecosystem processes, and it's available fully online and free. And the program provides participants with the ability to complete it at their own pace. For more information, you can visit noble.org. And finally this morning, another World Dairy Expo World Forage Analysis Super Bowl is in the books, and we have some winners from our region to announce this morning. In the Grand Champion Commercial Hay Division, first place went to Hard Rock Farms in Wheatland, Wyoming. Second place, Lazy 2K, also in Wheatland. And third place went to Bait Farm in Riverton, Wyoming. Now, Hard Rock Farms also took second place in the Grand Champion Grass Hay Division. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, John, hey, maybe later this hour in the 7 o'clock hour of this show, if we get a gap some great guests joining us, we'll talk about Charlemagne. He calls himself Charlemagne the God, but it just sounds awkward calling somebody the God. So I just don't do it. But anyway, Charlemagne, there's this, it's a very popular, basically, black radio host morning show called The Breakfast Club. You've probably seen him. And he's obviously a partisan Democrat. But Representative Byron Donalds, Florida, a black congressman out of Florida, Republican out of Florida, he went on there and holy cow, you know, calling out Kamala Harris over inflation. And then Charlemagne even gave credit to the Trump team, to President Trump, for this new ad that they have out, basically calling out Kamala Harris for supporting sex change surgeries with your taxpayer dollars for prison inmates and for illegal aliens. And so Charlemagne actually played the ad and said, man, this was powerful. So we'll talk about that. But John, did you see my photo with Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana?
I did. He had to have some great sound bites for you. I mean, dying to hear what his quips up there were.
That lady who was in the photo there, I didn't get her name or what town she was from. She's a member of Beartooth Electric Cooperative, but man, she was practically in tears. Because Tim Sheehy and Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana, who's known for his one-liners. He's kind of like a Dwayne Ankeny of the United States Senate with his one-liners, right? You know, Dwayne Ankeny, that's just how the pickle squirts, right? You know, but as Representative Gary Perry knows full well, right? But this lady was in tears. She's like, you are my husband and my hero, and it's so great to see you. But Gary Perry, you'll appreciate this here, too. So they let Senator Kennedy get up there during their luncheon at the Electric Cooperatives meeting yesterday for a few minutes, and he said, you don't win prizes for being stupid. And our country's energy policy is stupid.
Absolutely.
You know? So that was one of his one-liners. You know? I mean, well said, though. I mean, like, what else do you say? What the Joe Biden, John Tester, Kamala Harris regime is doing, it's stupid.
It is stupid.
Unfortunately, I disagree slightly with him. Because, John, as you know, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So, yeah, Gary Perry, I mean, that's we're winning stupid prizes right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
This stupid energy policy.
Absolutely, America, yeah. Yeah. And our state's got to move ahead, too. I don't know if you know this, but I'm trying to introduce legislation to establish an energy authority for the state. We don't have an energy department or any kind of an energy authority, and so the governor right now believes that that needs to be done by the electric cooperatives. I mean, by the Northwestern Energy, any of the utilities. And to a degree, I agree. But, you know, if we really are trying to grow the economy, we're trying to attract jobs, we need to almost overbuild. And even knowing we're 7,500 megawatts shy in the next 6 to 8 years,
we still need to plan to overbuild in order to attract other businesses and other industry into
the state. Take control of our own destiny.
Absolutely.
Is what you're saying,
so, yeah. So the Energy Authority would be, you know, that entity that would help set energy policy for the state as directed by the legislature, obviously.
Kind of like a Northwest Power Planning Council that you see at the Northwestern level with different state representation on it.
And, you know, all of the states around us have the equivalent of an energy authority. So when grants or any of that stuff happens, they don't know who to contact in our state. You know, we don't have anybody that we can interact with. And so we're losing out on opportunities by not having some entity like that in the state to act on our behalf and set our energy policy.
Interesting. So, John Jackson, you've given me a hard time for my Spanish accent before. Did I brutalize the Southern accent there a few minutes ago with the John Kennedy attempted impersonation there?
No, that was good. My favorite with Kennedy is, you know, he always does the, I tell you, that Biden administration like a three-legged coon dog. You know, he gives you that Cajun, gives you that Cajun twang to it. But you know what I enjoy seeing him do in recently is he's on that committee where the judicial nominees of the Biden regime will come through. And he will just, you know, in his interaction with them, will ask them basic legal questions that any first-year law student would know, much less a judge. And these people don't know it. And he just sits there with his, you know, with his spectacles on down his nose, and they say, what's that? And he looks like, so you don't know what that is, huh?
Well, I know there's some kids listening to the show right now, so earmuffs, kids. But, John, I think Senator John Kennedy would have even made you blush yesterday afternoon. So here he is, you know, the Heritage Inn in Great Falls, and the place is packed. You got electric co-op members from all across the state, the nicest kind. I mean, these are just the best of people you will ever find, right? From every co-op, you know, small town, and in the bigger towns, too. You know, the nicest ladies, everything. And so, you know, so he had 5 minutes to speak. And so, you know, he's trying to wrap up his remarks. And he says, well, I tell you, I just love Montana. You know, he says, Montana is better than sex. And then he leaves the stage. I was like, I love Montana, but well, let's just move on. Oh, man. Representative Gary Perry. Man, Colstrip, look, it has to be political. Everybody wants to sit back and pretend to be nice and pretend to be bipartisan. But look, one party is trying to kill Colstrip. One party is trying to kill these mining jobs in Colstrip. One party is anti-mining, and another party is standing up for these jobs.
That's
so,
right, yeah.
Look, this November, it's very clear. If you're in Colstrip, Roundup, Butte, you got to vote Republican, maybe even for the first time.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and when you look at it, I've actually tried to get Tester even to come down and talk to us. He won't even come to Colstrip. He's that against our mine and coal in Colstrip. I don't care what he's telling people. Look at his voting record. Everything that he's done is anti-coal and anti-industry for that part of the state of Montana. And it's wrong. And he's with the, you're right, the Biden administration, their whole anti-coal, kill coal, and they're focusing on Colstrip as the number one target in the entire Northwest. So it's bad. You know, I was at a conference in Seattle, a fellow by the name of Corey Chung, who is a representative out of Hawaii. And he was telling me Hawaii went ahead and passed regulations and said they've got to eliminate their coal-fired power plants. They've now gone back and said, whoa, wait a minute. That might be too quick. And we're finding across the nation, a lot of these places are doing that, are saying, wait a minute, well, we better hold
especially
back.
Especially if you're in Hawaii, you're on an island. It's, you know, it's a little hard to get some wires from some solar panels back in California, you know.
You know, an interesting piece there is
Hold that thought. We got a break here in like 8 seconds. But yeah, Representative Gary Perry here with us in the early morning hours. We're in Whitefish for the Montana Equipment Dealers Convention, and then John's back in studio.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Yellowstone National Park authorities expressing thanks to the more than 100 searchers who combed the remote southeastern corner of the park looking for a missing hiker. Park announced yesterday it was suspending the search for Austin King, who vanished on a 7-day solo hiking trip. They never found any trace of him after he called from the summit of Eagle Peak. Although the case has been moved to a recovery effort, Park Superintendent Cam Shawley says the park will continue to hope for the best, and he extends his deepest sympathies to King's family, friends, and colleagues. Missoula County will receive $1.6 million over the next 3 years to specifically beef up programs to help victims of domestic abuse. Nearly half the money is earmarked for the rural program, which is specifically aimed at helping victims of sexual abuse in rural communities. Additional funds will focus on services for victims geared to the trauma they've experienced and explore the idea of a family justice center. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association has now established an official policy against the use of mRNA vaccines. That's been a big topic for Montana ranchers. The policy addresses new and emerging issues, with the association saying they oppose the use of RNA gene therapy and modified gene therapy without a misnomer vaccine. It says until there's scientifically sound raw data available for open review, the association's position will be that there isn't enough research to understand the use of technologies for use in meat and milk-producing animals. With holiday travel coming up, Google adding some new features that should help make connections in Montana and beyond easier. Will Gordon reports.
Traveling to hard-to-reach locations just got a lot easier for Montanans. Every Montanan's trying to save a buck while traveling, and Google Flights is here to help. Google Flights, which usually just finds you the cheapest fare, has now added Amtrak train routes to their searches. Why is this a big deal? This means traveling to hard-to-reach locations just got easier for Montanans. If there's a location that's hard to reach by plane or a long trip by car, you can now take a train there to make life easier. In Bozeman, Will Gordon, Montana State News Network.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
New News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, Representative Gary Perry out of Colstrip's hanging out with us. We got John Jackson back in the studio while we are here for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting here on Whitefish. So in the 8 o'clock hour, I got a break. Right now I'm in the lobby for the convention area here at the Grouse Mountain Lodge. And so we're doing the show out here in the lobby. Some folks are coming in, grabbing breakfast and coffee. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, I got to break down my gear out here. And then I got to head inside because our show is an official part of their annual meeting. So we're going to go inside the convention room and we're going to have a panel discussion coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And I'll be the moderator for that panel discussion. But it's like, hey, if we're going to moderate a panel discussion, why don't we broadcast it live over the radio? It's always fun. We've done it for the last three, four, 5 years, I think, now. So we're going to do that once again today. So while I break down and set up the equipment, you guys are in for a special treat because John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, is going to be covering down solo in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. I want to play, I want to play one of these sound bites here, and then I want to get Gary Perry's reaction on all this as well. Let me see if I queued it up in the right spot, because I can only play a little bit of this here. Well, John, do you know this guy George on X? Is it Behezy Tweets? How do you pronounce his Twitter handle? I see this guy all the time. He's a great account to follow on X, but I don't know. Is it Behezy Tweets? Do you know how you pronounce that?
Oh, you got me there. I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, let me see if I can play the audio for you here.
I'm gonna give it to Charlamagne. I don't even want to hold it.
Because
Angela, hold on.
For every infrastructure project in your community, you should go out and thank Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Congress that voted for the American Rescue Plan. That's what should be happening.
Larry Summers wrote an op-ed back in 2021. Larry Summers was the Treasury Secretary for Bill Clinton. He was an economic advisor to Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. He said that the American Rescue Plan that Joe Biden wanted, that Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote in the United States Senate, would create a massive inflation that we have not seen in a generation. Well, guess what? Larry Summers was correct. You know who also was correct, Angela? I was, because I was in the budget committee when they brought the bill.
Oh, man. John, I don't know. I think you might have seen a little bit of that back and forth. Byron Donalds goes right into Charlamagne and the Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne's like, wait, why are you blaming Kamala Harris for this massive inflation? You're okay, you can blame Joe Biden all you want, but why are you blaming her? She's just the vice president. She didn't have any power. And he's like, she was the tie-breaking vote who voted for the bill that caused this massive inflation. So he absolutely threw down on... Sorry, Angela.
What did you watch? It's been about a week ago. The Harris people have very subtly been trying to separate themselves from Biden and pretending that they're just this whole new thing, right? That she hasn't been vice president for 4 years. And Biden last week comes out in an event and said, oh, yeah, Kamala was in on everything we did. She was a part of all of it. I mean, you don't know if that's him intentionally dunking on her because they don't like each other or if he's just an idiot. I don't know which.
What's that country song from the band that will no longer be mentioned? But if I'm going down, you're going down with me. You know, that's what Joe was doing right there. You know, crabs in a bucket was another Byron Donalds analogy. All right, nope. If I'm going up in this crab bucket and getting boiled, you're going up in the bucket with me here.
But you know what I love about Byron Donalds? I was really, you know, he was one of my picks to be VP.
That would be cool.
I love the guy.
Yeah.
And you know, you mix verbal swords with him, you're going to take one right in the gut. I mean, the man is good.
Well, and what I love about Byron Donalds there with Charlamagne and the crew is I felt like I was back in my Carver Hall dorm room at Howard University, you know, after I got off a night work waiting tables, and I come back and I'm BSing with all the brothers in the lobby of the dorm, you know, and just mixing it up. And that's what I love about Byron Donalds is, you know, he's the real deal, and he just laid it out. I mean, he probably gained another, you know, 5 to 10% black vote support for Donald Trump with that appearance right there alone.
Well, did you see the first part of the clip is when he makes that statement about they're the ones that caused the inflation and they push back. And so he goes right in his jacket pocket. He said, oh, I got the proof right here. And you hear Charlamagne on the side. Oh, he's got notes.
Well, and then you see Charlamagne. He's not even listening to Angela. He's not even listening to Angela. He's just reading the notes. And he's like, son of a. Oh, dang it. Come on, you know. By the way, quick sidebar, the star of the entire show for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting every year, the star of the show just walked into the building. Anna Morris out of Lewistown, Montana, is in the house. So she is the star of the show here.
Absolutely.
Every year. Yeah, no, she's great. She'll keep all these boys in line here over these couple of days, too. So make sure somebody doesn't, you know, overuse the nice little John Deere side-by-side drink beverage cart on the golf course this afternoon. You know, just call in Anna if you need backup. You get in trouble.
There you go.
Maybe we should send her to Washington. Go get these guys fixed up.
Absolutely. Wouldn't that be nice? Somebody needs to fix them up, that's for sure.
But Representative Gary Perry, you know, in line with what Representative Byron Donalds was telling Charlamagne here, okay, why was Kamala Harris the tie vote? Why did Kamala Harris, as the Vice President of the United States, have to drive down Embassy Row in Washington, D.C. and go to the United States Senate and serve as the President of the Senate for that inflation-causing vote? Because it was a tie vote. Why was it a tie vote? Because radical left-wing liberal Senator John Tester,
that's right,
this fake phony moderate, was the tie-making vote who put her in the position to cast the tie-breaking vote that caused all this massive inflation.
Absolutely.
In the first place.
Yep.
what, you know, and he tries to get out from under that every time. And I keep saying to people, go look at his voting record, because what he's telling you and what he's doing are two different things. You know, we had one of the presentations we had yesterday talked about body language. Well, his actions speak a whole lot louder than the words that he's saying to you. So people really need to get out there and research this stuff and make sure they look at his voting record, because you're right. Flip-flops all the time and tries to convince us that he's doing one thing when he's voting all the time with the Biden administration. I think Kamala actually took some of her playbook from John Tester, because he's been doing this for years.
Well, and yeah, she is running a John Tester campaign right now.
Absolutely.
Where she is lying and flip-flopping on every single major policy issue that she took a stance on. No, I'm not going to ban fracking. John Tester, I support the Keystone Pipeline. Then he votes against it when it matters the most.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. Yep. For Pete's sake, yeah, John, I'm sure Representative Perry saw me laughing when he mentioned John Tester and body language, because I was like, oh man, the Joker's going to weigh in with something now. I was like, here we go.
It really is just the most phony thing, because here he is in D.C., the number one receiver of lobbyists, Fat Cat Cash. You know, they're in the Bistro Cacao drinking his vodka cranberries to the tune of $1.2 million, and comes strolling back here to Montana, throws on his Carhartts, and wants to show us his seven fingers and pretend he's some kind of good old boy rancher. I mean, give me an effing break.
Well, so apparently, you know, so I mentioned I got to see Senator John Kennedy and Tim Sheehy at the right. Montana Electric Cooperatives Association banquet. So I was there doing my radio show. Another friend of mine was there doing his radio show a little later in the morning. John Tester actually showed up around 8:45, 9 o'clock. He showed up. We're live on the... Never showed up to come join us on the radio.
No.
Didn't even walk into our room where we were at, because he's like, nope, I'm not even gonna make eye contact with that guy. But anyway, so he totally dodged it. Obviously did not want to take any questions. But John, you know what stood out to me there is like, wow, I didn't see John there last year. I didn't see him there the year before. I didn't see him that, you know. Oh, but now that he's running for re-election, I'm one of you. Look at my nice vest that I got on. Probably a plaid shirt, too. Just wanted to look like a regular old Montana. And it's like, dude, I've been here every year for how many years? And, now you show up.
Yeah, and even his neighbors around him don't even vote for him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he doesn't even treat his neighbors. And you know, when you're in farming and ranching, that's the people you got to depend on for everything. And I don't think they back him for anything, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yeah. John Jackson, your thoughts? We got about a minute before the next break here.
Well, I was imagining Tester, you know, being on your radio show, and I'm looking around a studio here, and I'm telling you right now, these basic chairs right here neither have the width nor the weight limit to handle it. But the good thing is, you've got the your special needs couch right here that I think would work for him. I think he's better than that thing.
I told you he was going to say something about the body language. So. But boy, can't you just see him tap dancing around any question that would be thrown his way with his little ballerina shoes, babe?
Oh, that's a vision.
I know.
Tester and ballerina shoes.
Travis, see, if this wasn't a hard break in 30 seconds, Travis would run a floating break right now. Like, okay, I'm running the music early. We gotta get out of this one here. It's too early. People haven't even had their breakfast yet. And
he's actually right. laughing at you right now through the window. He's laughing at you right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Representative Gary Perry, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in and saying hello.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
John, I'm going to grab some breakfast, but I should be back in time to chat with you here in just a few minutes after this break.
Sounds good.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, the other day we went through, you know, all the DEI priorities of FEMA since Harris and Biden have been in office. We now learn today in the Federalist that the Biden-Harris administration took more than a billion tax dollars that had been allocated to the agency responsible for disaster relief, FEMA, and used it to offer services for illegal immigrants. I mean, FEMA now allocated $364 million in fiscal year 2023, $650 million for fiscal year 2024 to shelter and services program, their shelter and services program, to provide humanitarian services to non-citizen, in other words, illegal aliens, following their release from the Department of Homeland Security, according to the government's own website.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It's a funny thing. We find ourselves bashing big business, especially in this overheated political season. Yet the chair we're sitting on, the keyboard we're tapping on, and the window we're looking through are all made by a big business, likely as not. Those big businesses are what make modern life possible for most of us, even as we sneer at the sound of their names. But there's one area where big business doesn't dominate, and that's the construction of single-family homes. Almost 40% of builders have fewer than 5 employees. At the other extreme, while half of all manufacturers have more than 500 workers, just 3% of builders have payrolls that size. That has implications for housing costs. It's not possible today, as it was in the 50s, to build huge tracts of new homes like the old Levittown developments of years ago. Far from it. Developing and building one house at a time means that the advantages of scale and speed and cost are harder to realize. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by... Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Or visit northwesternenergy.com/heat.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, just a few minutes left here this hour of the show. Then we'll check back in with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, again in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. And then he's going to be solo for the entire 8 o'clock hour with you here this morning. Representative Lou Jones out of Conrad, Montana, just sat down with us here. And Representative Jones, last year at this very annual meeting, we had one of the most important conversations when it comes to Montana, tax policy, big picture, what's happening in Montana, what's facing the legislature in this coming session. So anyway, it's great to see you once again, Representative Lou Jones.
It's good to be back. Good to be above the grass.
That's right. Hey, how was harvest and everything this year for everybody in the Golden Triangle, your neck of the woods?
It was a pretty decent harvest. It was pretty decent moisture. Mostly the crops were pretty good. Commodity prices down a bit. Pulse crops are all right. But overall, it was we had some rain and it did all right.
I ran into some friends in Big Sandy, and they did some pulse crops. They did some peas for the first time ever, so they were excited to harvest some peas after, you know, harvesting nothing but wheat for all these years.
Yeah, it seems like more diversity is a good thing. I mean, it's the pulse crops seem to be, I know we certainly do a large portion of it, none when I was younger, and the last few years, peas and flax and lentils and the whole gamut seems to be... part of the mix.
Yeah. Well, just a couple minutes left in this hour, and then we can talk more with you next hour of the show as well. But basically, last year, you were painting the picture. It's like, look,
with the loss of some of these industrial businesses in eastern Montana and central Montana, we've seen a shift from this industrial tax base supporting Montana. And this has been taking place over decades. This is something we're now trying to turn around with new leadership in Helena. We've seen a shift from industrial to a residential tax base. And I think you're going to give us an update on that later this morning.
We are going to discuss that. But yes, it's interesting. If you add up the entire taxable value of Montana now, and you add up what everything's worth, 76% of our taxable value is now residential. Right, a significant, and part of that, two reasons. One, we have a massive move in, some of the large vacation homes, et cetera. And the challenge there is it's good that these folks are coming, but the folks that move into these vacation homes don't participate in our income tax. So an example would be we put $180 million worth of income tax into the fire fund. These folks don't participate in that. But we do, the Montanans that remain do, that pay both sides of the equation. So it's not that they're not... we're not happy to have them here. We've got to recognize that they only participate in one side of the tax base, which is property tax. They bid up the value of homes, and they make it challenging for the Montanans to find affordable housing. And the stats are compelling. If I look at the last 10 years of the economy, and I look at the gross state product, what I'm going to find is agriculture, forestry, and fishing is now 46% down in the relative size to the economy in 10 years. And mining, which includes oil and gas, is down 31%. Meanwhile, professional services, the telecommuters, the high tech is up 36%. Information technology up 27%. Leisure and hospitality 22%. Construction 16%. So you can just see that, and it's accelerating on the western side, that we're moving, the western side is moving, and I will say it's a Hawaii-like economy. And when you think about the size of this, Montana has 12.5 visitors per one Montana. Hawaii has 7.4 per one Hawaiian.
Really? Wow.
It's an amazing, yet in Hawaii, the consumption tax has those tourists helping pay for the toilets that flush. They're helping pay for the services. Here we don't have that, so how do we fix
it? And last year, what you told us, which was so interesting, was that basically when it comes to wealth, Yellowstone County used to be the wealth leader of the state, but now it's Madison County because of places like the Yellowstone Club and things like that, which are in Madison County. All right, more to follow. We've got John Jackson joining us back in studio. We'll catch up with him more in the 7 o'clock hour, and then more with Representative Lou Jones in the 7 o'clock hour as well.
The President's Corner.
Helene, it's been a storm really of historic proportions.
President Joe Biden's words after taking an aerial tour of Asheville, North Carolina, and surrounding areas hit hard by Helene, even after she was downgraded to a tropical storm. State Emergency Management Director Will Ray outlined top winds in the area.
At 106 miles an hour, we had 8 confirmed tornadoes.
With cities damaged and some towns gone, Governor Roy Cooper said he is still hopeful for the future.
I know that we can come back and that we will come back because the people of Western North Carolina are resilient.
It will start with the cleanup. President Biden granted the governor's request.
100% of all the costs for debris removal, emergency protective measures for 6 months.
With many more months of recovery even after that yet to come. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.